And there's no reason why we should not have more Latinos in the workplace at the sheriff's office at all levels in all different positions because of our population in Sonoma County. It doesn't reflect that. And the same thing applies to women. And one of the biggest changes that I will be making when I go into the sheriff's office is to change the recruitment, testing, and hiring process that are currently being performed. And it's going to be multi-leveled. Number one is going to be to help the community understand that we all have a responsibility to recruit. We all know somebody out there, a young woman, a young Latino, a young African-American, just a young person, anybody who would make a great sheriff's deputy. We want them to come and apply. But the other thing we need to do is we need to ensure that the organization itself, that it is an inclusive workplace, meaning people, it has a reputation that people enjoy working there, regardless of what race, gender, whatever the case may be. You need to feel like you're part of it, especially when you're making almost a commitment to spend most of your life there and working. So that's going to be a big part of it, is how do we assess that internally?
In his appearances around the county, Olivares has pointed to his leadership of the California City's Violence Prevention Network as a key qualification for becoming sheriff. He says the organization has taken the lead in combating gangs and crime in the state.
What communities were doing that were being successful is they had a comprehensive strategy that involved some basic components of prevention, very early prevention, and a lot of that prevention really also focused on education. And the study, the research shows that education helps keep kids out of trouble. So prevention at a variety of different levels was important. Intervention, what are we doing with those that are already looking like they're already getting into the gang activity? How do we pull them out before they get really sucked in? The enforcement will continue because you'll have those who choose not to follow the rules and you'll have to hold them accountable. And then the final piece of it, which is also very difficult to do, is reentry. What are we doing with those that are coming home from incarceration after serving their time and have decided that I want to change? What is our obligation as a community to help them make that change? We all have a responsibility to help build safe communities. And that means if somebody coming back from prison says, I need help, I want to get back in school, I need a job, we as a community have an obligation to help them get back on track. It's good for them, it's good for us as a community, and it reduces violence, and it also reduces recidivism. Those are smart things to do. And that's the focus of the statewide organization that I'm the director of, is we are helping other cities in California, across the country, and outside the country to identify strategies that they can develop within their own communities, given their circumstances, to build a comprehensive plan that they can put into effect. And that, at the end, helps to reduce the violence.
And that's the Violence Prevention Network?
So at the state level, we have the California City's Violence Prevention Network. Locally in Santa Rosa, it's the Santa Rosa Violence Prevention Partnership is what it's called there. The resources there come from Measure O. The voters passed Measure O in 2004, a quarter-cent sales tax. And that provides some resources for police, fire, and it also dedicates a portion of that just for youth violence prevention programs. And some of it is actually funding programs in school to help schools, too, to have safe campuses as well.